The following is a presentation of the Chicago Bears Network. Now on News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM. This is a special edition of Bears Insider with Bears head coach Lovie Smith, team president Ted Phillips, general manager Phil Emery, and the voice of the Bears, WBBM's Jeff Joniak. Live from the Peyton Center in Lake Forest, brought to you by McDonald's and sponsored by North Shore University Health System and Walgreens.
And it's our annual Labor Day edition of Bears Insider featuring the gentlemen that were just introduced. We're at the Peyton Center on the campus of Hallis Hall, joined tonight by Bears general manager Phil Emery, president and CEO Ted Phillips, and the head coach of the Bears, Lovie Smith. Bears Insider until 8 o'clock tonight before a live audience of the best fans in sports. First, these messages on News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
Yeah, definitely. You know, the real fun begins for us, and we've had a long camp and long OTAs and all that stuff to get ready for this, and now it's time to see where we're really at.
Bears Insider with Lovie Smith, Ted Phillips, and Phil Emery continues. Now, the voice of the Bears, WBBM's Jeff Joniak.
And welcome back into Bears Insider. Oh, yeah, you can hear him. Hey, I got to share a secret with everybody. Everybody here. It's football season. All right, it's Bears season, and it begins this week, kickoff week in the National Football League. We're going to do it Holiday Monday, Chicago style, that's for sure. You heard Roberto Garza coming out of the break as he and the rest of the Bears gathered for their first practice of the week. In one of the more anticipated seasons of Bears football, if you've sampled the NFL experts out there, and there are many of them, coast to coast, and there is a ton of support for the Chicago Bears this season nationally, certainly. In the building, there's a lot of support as we welcome in Bears head coach Lovie Smith. As you look at this football team and the expectations that not only you've put on yourself and this football team, it's really been unbelievable to hear how the players, how the fans have reacted to what this team is potentially capable of doing in 2012.
Yes, it has been a lot of fun. First off, just like to thank you for all of the support you've given us so far. Training camp was outstanding. We had great crowds there, and our players really appreciate it. But yes, we've worked extremely hard in the off season. We've made some new additions. We thank you with love. But it's time for us to get on the football field and see exactly how good we are.
Well, you went back to work today, and I know there's probably 500-600 people here want to know if number 54, a certain number 54, was on the field today.
You know, that was the first question I got when I talked to the media today. And just to assure you, we've made the statement throughout the time Brian was out that he would be ready. He would be practicing game week. And that's what happened today. He had an outstanding practice. No issues as far as the knee is concerned. He needs to get in a little bit better shape, but we'll be able to take care of that. And not only Jeff, Brian Urlacher, but we also were able to get Stephen Pye back out on the football field today, and Chris Conte and some of our other injured players.
Middle of the defense right there, all three of them back at every level. And as general manager Phil Emery put together the final roster of 53-61 when you include the practice squad. Not an easy task. I think I referred to it last night as definitely something that you wouldn't say is super difficult in terms of what you knew, what you had, but it was still not simple, that's for sure, to put that roster together.
Well, any time that you're working with people, and you have human emotion involved in terms of getting down to those last few players. Very emotional time for our coaches, for our scouts, all the support staff, because you come very attached to the players that have been there through camp and through OTAs and in the winter and put forth all their effort to represent our fans in the city of Chicago to their utmost ability. So, yeah, the cut down is tough. A lot of the cuts make themselves through their performance, but getting down to those last few is a tough thing to do.
And an ever-evolving process, the addition just today officially of Amobi Okoye and the release of Brian Price. We'll get into that in just a moment. And now team president and CEO Ted Phillips, the view from the top overall before we head to commercial break from your perspective and what's been done here in the offseason with a new management team and Phil Emery and his staff and the addition of a couple of big names.
Yeah, it's been a really busy off season, and I couldn't be happier. We haven't played a game yet, but what Phil Emery has brought to the table as our new GM has been a real methodical, strategic, detailed, organized approach. He has met every challenge that he got faced with, and it's been a hectic off season for him, both with the draft and free agency. And sometimes we like to fly under the radar screen, but for me, it's exciting when expectations are as high as they are. And I think when you look at our team, at least from my perspective, there's a lot of quality depth everywhere you look, not just at the starting positions. And that should hopefully bode well for a long season ahead. And couldn't be more excited, couldn't be more pleased with Lovey and Phil as our key people in our football operations. They're great.
Lots more to come here on Bears Insider.
Now, more of Bears Insider with head coach Lovie Smith, team president Ted Phillips, and general manager Phil Emery on News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
Here's McCown on the takeaway, shoulder shrug left, looks to the right, to the end zone, fighting for the ball, making the grab, Dane Sanzenbacher, touchdown Bears. Dane Sanzenbacher, a Chicago Bear for the second consecutive year. Welcome back into Bears Insider. Jeff Joniak along with Lovie Smith, Phil Emery, and Ted Phillips. Special Labor Day edition here in the Walter Payton Center with some enthusiastic Bears fans. Kind enough to join us tonight. That, by the way, was the McDonald's Play of the Week. It's brought to you by McDonald's, proud partner of the Chicago Bears. And there was all sorts of questions and discussions and guesswork being done by all the media and fans, how many players you're going to keep at each position. And Dane was in the crosshairs there as one of the guys. They weren't quite sure if he was going to fit into the numbers. He certainly fit in terms of what he offers on the field and on special teams. But there are a few guys you meet that flat out look you in the eye, no microphone in their face, by the way, and they simply say, I love being a Bear. I want to be a Bear. He had choices even last year before he signed with the Bears to go somewhere. He just loves the fit, Lovie Smith. And that alone makes you feel very happy for a guy like Dane Sanzenbacher.
Yes, you are excited when a player like Dane makes your roster. And, for him, that play of the game, I mean, you get a chance to go, whenever you get a chance to go back home, you want to perform at a certain level, and he's been able to do that. Last year, we knew a little bit about him, but he came in and he earned a spot. And this year, of course, same things were said about him. You look at him, he's not, he didn't look like Brandon Marshall. But he just goes to work every day. He has great hands, and he can do a lot of things for you. Not only as a wide receiver, but you also mentioned the special teams that he'll give us to.
And, there's only a few people that look like Brandon Marshall, by the way, and at that kind of size. And I know Bears fans are thrilled to have that outside size. But now you have two guys, one who's still a baby, Alshon Jeffery, who could grow into that size receiver. He's got the height, obviously. When he gets more strength and so forth, look out. You got two guys that size. Not every team in football, Mr. Emery, can boast that kind of outside size at the receiver position.
Well, real important to give, Jay Cutler targets, big targets, weapons to improve that area. We wanted to give Jay as many targets and weapons that we could, and we didn't really feel like we were done. After bringing in Brandon, that if there was a playmaker there, somebody that could help bring a championship this year to the Chicago Bears, that we were willing during the course of the draft. Alshon was a target for us, and Coach Smith and I had spent a lot of time discussing him and decided that if he was there at a certain time, at the right time in the draft, which was the second round for us, we were willing to put some added value into it in terms of using another pick, a fifth rounder, to get up and go get Alshon while he was still there, and we're very pleased with the results.
The thing that sticks out from my observation, the hands are something else. He can pluck that ball, and rarely did you see him drop the football during training camp. Just amazing ability to use his size to his advantage, clean up an inaccurate throw. And he's going to be tough to deal with in the red zone, isn't he?
Well, that's one of the primary reasons that we drafted him. We felt like he was the best red zone and sideline or boundary catcher in the draft with the best hands. He was cruising along, during the preseason and making a lot of plays, and then he got in that city called New York, and I think he got a little nervous and maybe had a little camp fatigue, and he dropped a couple balls. I know no one was more disappointed than Alshon, has worked harder to correct that, and those are the catches that Alshon makes routinely, and that we're the reason we draft him and are very excited about him.
It's 717 on News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM. WBBM, this is Bears Insider. You can ask a Bears question in the Toyota Fan Zone. Tweet any Bears-related question using the hashtag BearsToyota, and it might be answered by myself or Tom Thayer during the Bears Game Night Live broadcast Sunday nights on Fox Chicago. If the selected question belongs to you, you receive a Bears Pro Shop gift card, so use the hashtag Bears Toyota. Much more ahead. We're with you till 8 o'clock tonight.
Bears Insider continues with head coach Lovie Smith. Joined this week by general manager Phil Emery and team president Ted Phillips. Bears Insider on the home of the Bears. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM. WBBM.
Yeah, to benefit the defense, absolutely. You know, you want to give them the best look you can. And if it's impersonating Andrew Luck or Michael Vick, you know, it's just you want to give them the best look possible.
That, everybody, is Matt Blanchard. And welcome back to Bears Insider here at the Peyton Center. Some lively Bears fans of all ages. We met a bunch of you before tonight's festivities. Everyone was hovered around Tom Thayer for some unknown reason. Tom was here shaking hands like a politician tonight, Ted. You'd have been proud of him.
He's a mayor.
Yes, he is. He is. And Tom will be joining everybody on Thursday night on our sister station, The Score, for that live broadcast of the Bears All Access Radio Show, brought to you by Sports Authority, September 6th, 6 p.m., WSCR 670 a.m., part of the Chicago Bears network of shows. And it's going to be at Rocket Bar, and that's going to be featuring several Bears players making it downtown after practice that night. So it should be a fun event, and it will be just one of many festivities during back to football week. All right, Matt Blanchard. I mean, you talk about the furthest of any Bear on the final 61, as you currently have comprised your roster, of coming the furthest. This is one of the best stories in the NFL, if you ask me. Lake Zurich High School, Wisconsin Whitewater, where he went 45-0 at quarterback. Invited to training camp by way of a tryout in the offseason here at Hallis Hall. Impressed enough that the Bears had him at camp. They parted with him a couple of weeks ago, brought him back to the practice squad, ear-to-ear grin in the locker room today, just pinching himself at his unique and very fortunate opportunity. Deserved as well. The man has talent that you guys are clearly interested in and clearly interested in developing. And here he's going to be at his hometown team this week in that locker room today. I couldn't have been happy for him. He was thrilled. Lovie.
Yeah, it's just a, you know, great job, first off, by Phil and the staff for finding him. I didn't realize at the time, but I watched him play at Lake Zurich way back in the day. But you mentioned his college record. It doesn't matter where you're playing. To be able to win that many football games says something about you. And I can remember when he came in for that tryout camp, he just made plays. And you say, who is this guy? And all of us kept asking that. So we brought him back, and he's continued to impress us since that. When he got in, you know, into a game at Soldier Field, it wasn't too big for him. But just think about a guy that grew up being a Chicago Bear fan and getting a chance to play for your home team. We have a couple other players from the Chicago area. We're starting to, you know, get Kelvin Hayden back, Sherrick McManus back. It's always fun to see guys get a chance to play for their home team.
Yeah, Sherrick coming over after the Houston Texans start there, former Northwestern guy, very pleased as well, grew up in Peoria. He's on the roster now as well. And Phil, you could answer the question posed, how do you find a guy like that? But when you have scouts, and if you're good enough, and you have traits, and as you always refer to as dynamic qualities, you're going to find him somehow, some way. There are many roads that lead to the National Football League. He's a perfect example.
Yeah, as Coach Smith said, you know, 45-0, it hits the eye and hits the ear the right way. A lot of credit to Jeff Shiver, who is one of our executive scouts and scouts the Midwest. Jeff kind of, you know, put him on the doorstep for us. And just pleased, as Coach Smith said, you know, 45-0, it not only tells you that there's a little bit of talent there, it tells you that there's something right about the intangibles, about the leadership ability, intelligence, and as Coach alluded to, the poise incredible poise to come into Soldier Field and throw the ball as well as he did and, you know, lead our group to score points his first time out.
And ironically, Anthony Costanzo, the left tackle for the Colts, also a Lake Zurich High School product, so they grew up playing Little League Baseball together. So that ought to be fun, sidelines, to take a look at the only two professional athletes out of Lake Zurich High School, and none that he could remember after talking to him today. 7:26 here on News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM. WBBM, this is Bears Insider with you till 8 o'clock tonight. Bears President and CEO Ted Phillips, in terms of the process that you took upon yourself in the offseason to bring Phil in, and you mentioned in one of the breaks all the different qualities that Phil brought to the table, but the biggest one was a plan, and you've seen the plan start to be executed. It clearly just wasn't words. He's been executing what some of the details that he set out to help build the Bears into a championship.
And that's one of the things that's most impressive about not just Phil, but the entire staff he put together. A lot of our college scouts came back, but he also expanded the staff and added three scouting assistants. And what that all meant to me as part of his plan was he had real attention to detail. And in a business where player evaluation is an inexact science, you try to look for every little edge you can. And if you're detailed and everyone under you understands what the plan is and what the process is, it gives you an added advantage. And I think we're already seeing that with some of the players on our roster.
It doesn't matter who you bring in at whatever level of your company, in this case a National Football League team, the charter franchise, the NFL. At that, the great Chicago Bears is chemistry. No matter who you bring in, you don't know if it's going to work. You're guessing, your instincts come into play. These are very big decisions at every level. So in terms of that, what moved you to make this kind of move that you knew would make a nice fit for the Bears organization and with Lovie?
Well, as Phil is always quick to point out, we kind of grew, myself and several others in the office, spent many hours interviewing Phil and the other candidates. And everything he said in that interview, he's followed through since he became our general manager, and that's impressive. And he immediately showed, I think over all the other candidates, Phil showed a certain leadership style that was just immediately apparent. And I appreciate that. And the communication style between Phil and Lovie, I mean, they did know each other a little bit back when Phil was a college scout. I think that helped, but I think right from the get-go that their communication has been outstanding.
That's Bears President Ted Phillips.
I mean, it's big time. He's clearly one of our captains, you know, one of our big-time players ever since he's been here, ever since I've been here. So just to have him back on the field, you know, knowing that he's ready to go is big.
This is Bears Insider with Bears head coach Lovie Smith, team president Ted Phillips, and general manager Phil Emery. Brought to you by McDonald's and sponsored by University of Phoenix and Verizon. Once again, the voice of the Bears, WBBM's Jeff Joniak.
And you heard from Bears linebacker Nick Roach welcoming us back from break here on Bears Insider at the Peyton Center. It's back to football week, Chicago style. We kick it off with Bears Insider featuring Lovie Smith. And Bears fans, kind enough to join us tonight. They're enjoying the evening, and hopefully they'll enjoy the season. And everybody's so happy. Now, that locker room, when you get a player of his talent level and accolades over the course of his great career, Lovie Smith, but there's more to it than that. Brian is somebody special in that room that everybody appreciates and respects because he treats everybody the same. Doesn't matter if you're an undrafted rookie free agent to a 15-year veteran, Brian Urlacher looks out for you, and he does it every single year as long as he's been here.
Yes, he does, and this is no slight against anyone else. And I've been around a few superstars in the past, but no one like Brian Urlacher. He's just the best superstar you'll ever be around. As you mentioned, it doesn't matter where you're a practice squad guy or you're the biggest star on the team. Our players come to take all of their problems to him. He'll listen to everyone, and he's a good football player too. And there's a reason why he's the face, you know, of the franchise.
But he sets the tone in the locker room, and that's a very, you know, aside from the fact the media gets in there a few hours every week, it's a private area. It's the home for the players, and he sets the tone in that locker room, doesn't he?
Yes, he does. And that's why it just wasn't the same without him being out there on the practice field. And it meant so much for our football team to see him back out there practicing full speed today.
You mentioned getting in shape and so forth. Do you have to take this in a very measured way with Brian right now?
Well, yes, but we've done that before. I mean, once he's ready to go, like today, now we're putting him in and letting him get better and better each day like the rest of our team.
All right. Now, Nick Roach alluded to the fact, you know, he's our captain. Have the captains been selected for the 2012 season? What do you have?
Yes, Jeff, and I'm glad you brought that up. I mean, each year we select five captains, one special teams captain. And for us this year, our special teams captain will be Patrick Manley. Patrick, of course, has played more games around here, has done so much. He's just one of those elder statesmen that does that, you know, that really helps our younger players, and he's a good football player for us. We selected two offensive captains. One is Jay Cutler. Of course, your quarterback should be your captain, but Jay definitely leads our football team. And Roberto Garza will be our other captain, leading our offensive line. And on the defensive side, Julius Peppers. I mean, he's a great player, but he does so much also. And we're talking about a leader by example. And of course, Brian Urlacher will be our fifth captain. And I don't have to tell you why. But those are our five captains.
And there are plenty of other guys you could choose from as well on that list. So I'm sure the voting wasn't simple.
Yes, we do. And how we select our captain, it's not a popularity contest or anything like that. Every player, every practice squad player, every player on our 53-man roster, and every coach gets one vote. And that's how we select it.
7:38 here on Bears Insider on News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM. Bears Huddle and Bears Blitz brought to you by Jimmy John's are your chance to catch up on Bears news every Wednesday and Thursday at 4:30 starting on September 5th on Comcast Sportsnet Chicago, part of the Chicago Bears network of shows. Here with Lovie Smith, Phil Emery, and Ted Phillips, the Bears team president. And Ted, so much conversation about the officials. Replacement officials appear destined to start on Wednesday night, the kickoff of the season with the Dallas and Giants game, and then move on to Sunday. Any late developments on this day regarding that situation, and how are you looking at it as an executive in the NFL here?
No developments today. You know, it's kind of a classic situation of labor negotiation, and I think it gets a lot tougher to get a deal done once the regular season starts. You saw it with the players last year, where a collective bargaining agreement got done before the season began. It's a situation that we're fully in support of the commissioner and the position the league has taken. Everyone wants a final resolution to the lockout of the referees, but the reality is the replacement refs are getting better every game. They're not perfect, but they're getting more confidence. They're getting extensive training, and they're going to get support during the year. So if they have to go into the regular season, they're only going to get better. And so we want it to get settled, but we're supportive of the replacement refs, and we think they're doing a credible job.
And Lovie, it's an even playing field. All 32 have to go to work under these circumstances. So there's no benefit to anybody in terms of what they're doing. They're learning, and will patience, though, be exercised a bit once the regular season, once things count?
Well, it has to be, Jeff, and we just can't. We have too many other things to think about, and that's getting our ball club better and doing our own job. As Ted mentioned, the officials, just like we've gotten better each time we've gone out, the same thing has happened with the officials. So, as you mentioned earlier, both teams are under the same officials. And when our regular officials come back, that'll be fine. But in the meantime, it's just business as usual.
The interesting angle from a coaching perspective is that you do get a feel for crews every year on how they may call a game, because everybody does call it a bit differently. There's certain things that one crew will call more than another. You won't have a feel for that as much right now. Is that a new wrinkle, a curveball, so to speak?
No, because, Jeff, once you look at it, the same thing happens each week. After game, we all complain about the officials. That's not going to change, all right? Same thing will happen this year, and again, they're getting better, and We just haven't spent a lot of time worrying about the officials. The Colts are occupying all of our time.
Watch Bears Game Night Live, brought to you by Toyota, Sundays at 10:35 on Fox Chicago, part of the Chicago Bears Network at 7:41 here on News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM WBBM. Hey, we made it 41 and a half minutes into the show. We have not spoke about the offensive line. And I know in last week's show we didn't talk about the offensive line, but it has been the talk of the preseason. Are you comfortable? Are you excited? Do you see the potential of this starting five and the group you have in there, plus the guys you kept on the practice squad? We'll get answers from both Lovey and Phil on this one. Lovey, why don't you lead off?
Yes, we are comfortable. We are excited. We can't wait to get the group together. And I'm talking about playing a regular season game. Everyone wants to talk about the offensive line. And I know I really can't see why, but still, everyone wants to talk about it. If you go back to last year, there's a period of time where we played pretty good football on our offensive line. And there are some things that we all need to do to help out our offensive line, but those guys went out. We had competition at quite a few of the positions, and the players that end up starting for us right now, we feel like we can win a lot of football games with them. And I'd say we, I'm talking about our football team, our offense, the rest of the skill guys, will give Jay protection, and we'll open up holes for Matt, and we'll be successful because of that offensive line.
Phil?
Yeah, there. You know, with the offensive line, there's, and with, as there is with any group, there's two stages that you work through. One is evaluation. You have to make sure you have the right five out there, and that's what training camp was all about. That's the purpose of it, is making sure that you have the absolute five players that will come together and present your best opportunity to win and score points on offense. We found those five. They are starting to come together. I'm looking forward to seeing how they gel, and I have a lot of belief in that group. Are there changes down the road? Those changes would only happen if those five can't come together, you know, as well as we see them doing. And they have made progress, and we feel very good about that group and the direction they're going.
And there's plenty of experience, starting experience behind them, and Chris Williams, who's so versatile and can play just about anywhere on the line. Shiloh Rachel, you brought in the offseason, what starts under his belt in San Francisco in the NFC, a tough kid from L.A., and Edwin Williams, what starts in the NFL at guard and center. That's not easy to acquire, first of all. And the development of Jamarcus Webb will be the one thing that people will be focusing on, maybe more than any other position on offense, is his development. And third year as a starter, second year, and the benefit of an offseason this time, which he did not have in 2011. So do you see a big jump, Lovey, in Jamarcus playing that left tackle position at a level that everyone's comfortable with? Certainly the sacks and the penalties, they got to go way down. He had a lot of those in the last couple of years.
Yeah, there's a lot of things we did wrong last year, though, Jeff. I mean, Jamarcus, you know, it's about him, but a lot of us need to get better, and we will. As Phil mentioned, he won the starting left tackle position. He has great size, and he has good ability for a left tackle in the league. We have to do some things to help out. You look at every offensive line in NFL. There aren't five NFL all-pro linemen there. We feel like our offensive line is as good as any other out there. But, again, that's why you can't wait to get to this game. We'll be tested it the first time out. Of course, the Colts have two excellent pass rushers in Mathis, of course, and Freeney. So we'll get a chance to see, but I think we'll be okay.
And they have changed their defense. We'll talk about that with Lovey Smith in our next commercial break. But Lovey hit a great point. You look around the league. We were just in Cleveland and hearing about their offensive line not being good enough and reading about it and hearing about it on the radio there. And they've got two Pro Bowlers. I got a Pro Bowl left tackle and a Pro Bowl center, or he has been in the past. So the difficulty in putting together five guys who then you hope and pray that can play 16 games together to grow together. Only one team last year played all 16 together. That was the Denver Broncos. And there were still issues with that offensive line. So is that now the toughest group in your profession, the scouting profession, to find and put together? The chemistry, the health, the style, what fits, what doesn't, at this stage of football and the way it's played in the college game?
Well, again, the toughest thing is to come together as a group. The position is unique in that they really are very dependent on each other in terms of their line calls, movement. You know, if we're in a zone scheme, they all have to step in the right direction. They all have to be off on unison. They all have to pass on players at the right time. There's a sequence. There's a timing. There's a lot involved. But as you alluded to, as you look across the league, you gain more and more appreciation for the players that we have, the talents that they have. When you talk about Jamarcus Webb, you know, there's an individual with ideal measurements for the position, and he's developing and coming together. And more importantly, again, he's starting to gel with Chris Spencer. And that's where those two as a duo, and working with the center and the right guard and Gabe Kareemi at right tackle, those players working and communicating together will determine our success. And I see that improving each time out.
And Ted, from your office, you know, you hear about all this, obviously, and it must tear you up. Like when Gabe Kareemi goes down a game and a half into his NFL career as a first-round pick, because that's part of the offseason buildup, is that, hey, we got a first-round pick. He's a starting right tackle. He's got a chance to be something big down the road, and then it's taken away. It kind of it puts you in no man's land sometimes when guys go down out of nowhere.
Well, there's no predicting injuries at any position, and it's something that why you want to build quality depth at different spots, which I think we've done. Because inevitably there's going to be injuries somewhere. You just hope that it's not going to be the type of injury that impacts your season from a one-loss perspective. And right now, as Lovey pointed out at the start of the show, everyone's getting healthy. So we're in great shape for the coming season.
7:48 on News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM WBBM. Sunday's game against the Colts is brought to you by Verizon, the official wireless provider of the Chicago Bears. The first 40,000 fans entering Soldier Field receive a Bears Verizon car flag. The Bears thank Verizon for their support as a Hall of Fame partner. Back with our final segment with Lovie Smith on Bears Insider. Also tonight with General Manager Phil Emery and Team President and CEO Ted Phillips. Back after this on News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM WBBM.
The Bears Insider continues exclusively on the home of the Bears. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM WBBM.
Feels great. Feels great. You know, it feels like I never left. You know, which is always glad to be back as a Bear, and I'm looking forward to a championship season.
Old Bear back as a new Bear. Amobi Okoye back with the Bears, the defensive tackle who signed an offseason contract with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Jeff Joniak along with Lovie Smith, Phil Emery, and Ted Phillips. 8 minutes left in the program tonight, so we'll try and whip through some more questions here before a great audience of Bears fans here on Labor Day spending their holiday evening with us talking football. What could be better on the opening week of the season? To me, no better week in sports. Driving up here from home this morning, I was telling Scott Hagel, one of the Bears executives here at Hallis Hall, just I got goosebumps because it's here. 2012 is here, and there's just so much excitement related to this home opener against the Indianapolis Colts. So why bring back Amobi Okoye and your part company with Brian Price? Phil Emery and Lovie Smith, dig in on that one.
Well, you know, Amobi became available to us, so we worked through that to determine that we did have a spot for him. Wanted to bring back Phil is a high quality three technique or defensive tackle position. It's very essential to our success on defense. Someone that can get upfield and penetrate, and somebody that has a good upside as a pass rusher, as he has demonstrated in the past. The first time around this winter, we weren't able to come to terms. But Amobi has a great love for the Bears, a great love for our staff and our players. There's no place other that he wanted to play. I think he felt a little out of place down in Tampa. And he let us know after he was released that he would like to come back, and we were able to work things out, and very excited to have him back in town. The downside of that is that to find a spot, you have to let somebody go. So we had to release Brian Price this morning, who had improved. But when we analyzed it, and this is the toughest part of coaching and in scouting, is that you have to make a decision. You have to decide, and once you do, you have to be decisive about it. And we decided Amobi was a better situation for us than Brian this morning, and we moved forward with it.
And Lovie, he's still a young man, and we all know his story, how young he was when he entered the National Football League at 19 or 20. He's got a lot of experience, but he's still young. And the fact, he said in the locker room he had an inkling even while he was in Tampa, that he'd be back here. So he clearly wanted to be a Bear.
Yeah, he clearly wanted to be a Bear. And he's one of our guys. And the excitement for the rest of our teammates to get him back. You know, Moby today talked about, you know, there's unfinished business here. And when he was down there, he was still thinking about the Bears. And it was only right. I'm just glad that we could get him back here. And he's going to help us win football games.
All right, you get the Colts. And we discussed Andrew Luck a bit and just how unique he is in terms of his preparation. But he's still a rookie quarterback coming into Soldier Field in a road game to start his NFL career. And that team has undergone a major change in their style, offensively and defensively, to a 3-4. Do you really know what you're getting yet?
We have an idea, because normally you look to the coordinator, and Bruce Arians, of course, was with the Pittsburgh Steelers, and so we have an idea just going into his background what they're going to do. But they have changed their mindset. In the past, they didn't really have a running game. They have a running game now. And with a young rookie quarterback, that's the best thing you can do for him, is to be committed to the run and play action pass and protect him best you can. So it'll be a different look with it. And also on the other side of the football, you know, they've in the past been a 4-3 alignment with their defense, and now, of course, they've gone to a 3-4.
And those two guys you spoke of earlier are now stand-up, two-point stand defensive ends, or outside linebackers. It's a little different after 10 years in the league for each of them, double digits.
It is. They both, you say, if you ask what they do best, of course, is rush the passer. And the thing about a 3-4, most of the time, both of those guys won't be rushing. So it's a good thing for us that they are in a 3-4.
Phil, you made it clear, and Ted, jump in too, because the tinkering with the roster, big or small, will not end at any point. You made that clear, and you've shown that so far. Is it ever a situation where you just say, okay, I think this is good enough to go right now and compete for a championship in 2012?
Well, Jeff, the old adage of you're either getting better or you're getting worse. You don't ever stay the same. So if you want to get better, you got to keep looking. And we're committed. Our coaches are committed. Our scouting staff to always put the best players on the field and to find the best players that fit the Bears system offensively, defensively, that can help us win championships.
Ted?
Yeah, and I think, you know, I think what I want to recognize in Lovey and Phil and their staffs is the incredible hours they all put in. And it's unbelievable the time that they put into it because of their love of the Bears. And it's not an easy job when you're trying to, you know, have 53 players. But they've both talked about the locker room and the camaraderie in that locker room. And that's going to help us win games, too.
Couple of minutes to go across the board. We'll start with Ted. What are your expectations?
Well, they're always I always expect a good year, get into the playoffs, and that's the only way you can ultimately win the Super Bowl, and that's what we're in this business for, is to win championships.
Phil?
Best way to say it is to win championships. I will say this. Every championship team has that period where it's, the fire is brought, and it's an adversity situation. What I'm looking for is how this team breaks through any adversity it faces to bring home a championship.
And Lovey, that is also something that you've experienced all 9 years. It's going to happen. But this is a different team. It's a veteran room with all the leaders. Been around you for a long while.
Yes.
That makes a difference.
Yeah, it does. And they know what a good football team looks like. They know what it takes to get themselves ready. And they also know how important it is to get off to. We talk a lot about starting fast. That's why we need you. We need you at Soldier Field this week down there. Third downs. There is a rookie quarterback on the other side. Third downs, when our defense is there, we need you up on your feet, screaming and yelling, and just showing that support. In order for us to win the championship, as we see it, we need to get off to this good start, and it's about getting to 1-0 after this game.
Jay Cutler has a chance, and there's only one ball. He said it too, but there is a lot of ways to go. Is he on the precipice here of having a break out? And certainly he was on his way last year. I mean, is this the year that we see the full potential of what he has?
Yes. Jay Cutler is a special player. He's an elite quarterback, and we have. Phil has done a great job of getting him more weapons. We're going to protect him. And just one of the all-time, I just think one of the all-time great years we've seen for a quarterback for the Bears.
All right, you heard the very loud traveling music. Lovie knows when that's on. It's time to go. Lovie Smith, Phil Emery, Ted Phillips, how about a hand for them and for you for coming out. Bears Insider is a wrap tonight. Tom Thayer and myself will have the noon kickoff between the Bears and Colts from Soldier Field Sunday, pregame at 9, kickoff at noon. Thanks to everybody involved, including Director of Broadcasting Greg Miller and our engineer Paul Zerang, Lisa Fielding helping out as well. CBS News is next at 8.